Marion Dirks is an experimental cosmologist studying the history of the universe. She doesn't conduct her research in space, but rather a place with similar margins of survival, Antarctica, where she typically goes once a year to maintain research equipment.
It's, you know, 1,000 miles away from the coast, so there are no penguins there or strictly no wildlife to be seen. In fact, the smallest living being there is whoever's the smallest person on your crew.
Marion spends 3 months at a base that sits on top of 2 miles of ice, an altitude with 70% oxygen that makes it hard to sleep, and extreme cold that makes it so dry she wakes up most mornings with a nosebleed. Then there's the isolation.
When I first traveled there, which was in 2017, I was definitely not prepared for the isolation. I had anticipated a number of challenges that come to mind. You know, when you're thinking about working in a place like the South Pole, you know, there is no training really for an experience like that, for what the impact of the isolation would have on me and my mental health, for example. I did really hit a low point probably about a month in when I was facing difficulties. And I remember sending this email out to basically any friend that I could think of as a plea for help. The next day, these friends that normally don't necessarily hear from me wrote back all these very kind emails, and with a certain sense of alarm because they don't normally hear from me. And here's this strange email from Antarctica that's a plea for, you know, support. It's one of the things I find most striking and in some sense difficult to cope with. When I'm there, is that this constant realization when I look outside the window that this place doesn't want me here. We would die if we were left outside for more than a few hours. You know, there are constant reminders, like you have to suit up before you step outside, and when you step outside, there's multiple huge insulated doors that you have to make your way through before you go outside. And I actually find myself reminded of that process now. Before I go outside, I have to think, okay, do I have my mask? Do I have my gloves if I'm going to the store? There's this same sense of the outside is a dangerous place. In a place like the South Pole or the situation we find ourselves now, a lot of our coping mechanisms and support structures have been taken away from us. I think that through my experiences at the South Pole, I've learned to face problems, process emotions in a more self-reliant way. And I would say that nurturing relationships is very, very important. And I think that's a lesson I learned the hard way my first year. And then this past year, for example, was my third year. And I did so much better when I proactively nurtured relationships. Small gestures can take on a large importance when you're starved for that type of support because you're in isolation. So I do really try to be thoughtful of others and work on my kindness and my good side, making small gestures that can be really meaningful.
Experimental cosmologist Marion Dirks. On Point's radio diaries are produced by Tim Skog. Now, tomorrow we will be talking more about quarantine, what measures are working, what's not, and the restlessness that many people feel to get back to normal. If your state is reopening or considering reopening, will you be going to nail salons or the gym when you can? Or are you still concerned that it's not safe to do so? Leave us a voicemail. We're at 617-353-0683. That's 617-353-0683. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is On Point.